This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Thursday's headlines, and there's really only one major story here in Washington today, and that's the hearings before the Oversight Subcommittee of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, featuring the testimony of BP CEO Tony Hayward. In addition to the subcommittee members, other members of the larger Energy and Commerce Committee also spoke at the session today, including the Energy Committee Chairman Henry Waxman, who says there should have been obvious red flags prior to the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon rig on April 20th.
BP's corporate complacency is astonishing. The drilling engineer for the rig, called Macondo, a nightmare well. Other BP employees predicted that the cement job would fail. Halliburton warned of a severe gas flow problem.
Macondo, which Congressman Waxman referred to there, is the engineering firm which actually drilled the well. The chairman of the subcommittee is Michigan's Bart Stupak, who, in obviously reading his statement, took great issue with the comments made on Wednesday by BP chairman of the board, Carl Enrique Svenberg, who called the people along the Gulf Coast the small people.
Mr. Hayward, you owe it to all Americans. We are not small people, but we wish to get our lives back. For the Americans who live and work on the Gulf Coast, it may be years before they get their lives back. For the Americans who lost their lives on the rigs, their families may never get their lives back. Mr. Hayward, I'm sure you will get your life back, and with a golden parachute back to England.
But the comments that drew the biggest reaction of the day came from the top Republican on the larger Energy and Commerce Committee, Joe Barton of Texas. He is very upset about the way the White House forced BP to throw $20 billion into the compensation fund.
I think it is a tragedy of the first proportion that a private corporation can be subjected to what I would characterize as a shakedown. In this case, a $20 billion shakedown.
But Barton wasn't done yet.
The Attorney General of the United States, who is legitimately conducting a criminal investigation and has every right to do so to protect the interests of the American people, participating in what amounts to a $20 billion slush fund that's unprecedented in our nation's history, that's got no legal standing, and which sets, I think, a terrible precedent.
The White House clearly seeing a political opportunity with those comments from Barton, immediately issuing a statement saying that congressional Republicans are obviously siding with BP over Gulf Coast residents, something that Congressman Barton strongly rejects, and we'll hear from him again a little bit later in this newscast. Vice President Biden later coming out to make the point in an even stronger fashion.
And I find it outrageous to suggest that if, in fact, we insisted that BP demonstrate their preparedness to put aside billions of dollars, in this case $20 billion, to take care of the immediate needs of people who are drowning. These guys don't have deep pockets. The guy who runs the local marina, the guy who has one shrimping boat, the guy who has one small business, he can't afford to lose $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, $30,000 a month.
The issue also came back up at the hearing later in the day with Iowa Democratic Congressman Bruce Braley putting Hayward on the spot, asking him if he felt shaken down or that he was contributing to a slush fund.
And can we take that as a no in response to my question, sir, that you did not consider this to be a slush fund?
I certainly didn't think it was a slush fund.
Thank you,
Congressman.
Later in the day, Barton apologized for using the term shakedown in a written statement as well as addressing the committee hearings today. Barton says it was a poor choice of words, and he absolutely believes that BP is responsible for all the environmental damage as well as compensating those affected by this major environmental crisis. Here's more of what Barton said in his opening statement about BP's responsibility.
BP made decisions that objective people think compromise safety. There is no question that BP is liable for the damages. But we have a due process system where we go through hearings, in some cases court cases, litigation, and determine what those damages are and when those damages should be paid.
Other Republicans plenty tough on BP as well, including Georgia Congressman Phil Gingrey, who says the company needs to make this right.
Mr. Haywood, the responsibility to make these families whole falls to you and your company, BP. You have an obligation to right this wrong, and not only the public trust, but also the belief in the free market and entrepreneurship demand it.
The top Republican on the subcommittee investigating this today is Texas Congressman Michael Burgess, who's also a doctor. He grilled BP CEO Tony Haywood relentlessly, but he also took aim at administration officials who he thinks should be testifying before Congress as well.
Mr. Haywood has brought up a point about he followed the procedures of MMS. Once again, it is so critical that we get the federal regulatory agencies in this committee to ask them questions.
Mr. Burgess, as you know,
here after all these hearings is really disturbing to me.
The other voice you heard there was the subcommittee chairman, Bart Stupak, who said that other hearings are still scheduled down the line and that other figures will be testifying as well. All of that, of course, happening before Mr. Haywood got the chance to speak. And just as he was given that chance, he was interrupted again.
Chairman Stupak. Chairman Stupak. Ranking members, Burton.
Suspend, please, sir.
In case you couldn't hear the woman screaming from the back of the hearing room, she said that Haywood needs to be charged with a crime and needs to go to jail. Once that little situation was cleared up, Mr. Haywood offered his main three points that he wanted to make at this hearing. First of all, that his top priority is shutting off that ruptured well.
We're doing everything we can to secure the well and in the meantime contain the flow of oil. We're currently drilling two relief wells. We believe they represent the ultimate solution. We expect this to be complete in August. Simultaneously, we've been working on parallel strategies to minimize or stop the flow of oil.
Mr. Haywood says it's also BP's responsibility to clean up the mess that's been created.
We will pay all necessary cleanup costs. We've mounted what the Coast Guard has recognized as the largest spill response in history. We've been working hard under the leadership of the Unified Command to stop the oil from coming ashore. And whilst we're grateful these efforts are reducing the impact of the spill, any oil on the shore is deeply distressing. We will be vigilant in our cleanup.
The third major point Mr. Haywood made is that he is serious about making things right with residents along the Gulf Coast, making sure they are compensated and in timely fashion.
As I have made clear from the beginning, we will pay all legitimate claims for losses and damages caused by the spill. Those are not just words. We've already paid out more than $95 million, and we've announced an independent claims facility headed by Ken Feinberg to ensure the process is as fair, transparent, and rapid as possible.
But that's about as revealing as Haywood got on the stand today. Many members of Congress on both sides of the aisle very frustrated with Haywood saying that he couldn't answer many questions because there were multiple investigations still ongoing and that he didn't want to publicly reach any conclusions prematurely until those investigations were complete. Members of Congress are very frustrated, feeling they really didn't get many answers today. For analysis of this on a number of fronts, head to worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. You can catch my interview with John Gizzi of Human Events and get the political fallout of Joe Barton's comments today. You can also hear my conversation with Texas Congressman Ted Poe, who says the president is making a colossal mistake in issuing a six-month moratorium on all deep-water drilling in the Gulf of Mexico, saying that is permanently killing thousands of jobs. Also there, my chat with Renee Elmers, the Republican challenger to North Carolina Democratic Congressman Bob Etheridge, who was in that video where he's accosting the college reporter. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.